Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, this is our first show post-Florence, and we've got a lot to talk about. We certainly thank you for tuning in and listening to us. We hope that you didn't sustain too much damage during the storm, and we hope you are definitely on the road to recovery from whatever damage you may have sustained. Our thoughts and our prayers have been with you and are still with you. So again, thank you for tuning in, taking your time to listen to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, we have our normal crew, and then we have an abnormal. Anyway, we have a guest, okay?
And she's not abnormal.
We have Bob and Mary Griswold.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
We have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
We have Hal and Rainer James with us.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Hello.
And then we have our guest, Connie Hanna.
Hello.
Connie, welcome tonight.
Thank you.
And I guess the biggest reason you're with us tonight is you went on a trip with these delinquents and...
We had a great time.
She didn't just go, she let it.
Yeah, you were responsible for pulling it together here. And how many CCTA people did you have?
CCTA, I never separated them out.
Oh, okay.
We had just a contingency from Newburgh.
Right, we did. We had 21 people, but we lost 9 the last 2 days and a couple before that. So we would have had a good, you know, good number of people had we not suffered from the storm.
All right.
Well, and we had so enough people there, they introduced us. Remember that, when the speaker got up to tell us how the program was going to run, they said they had a large contingency here from Newburgh, North Carolina, escaping the storm effects or something like that, and we got a big round of applause.
That's right. And we even had one lady that had been flooded, and she said, "I'm going. I need to get away from this for a day."
I can understand that. Well, so far, we've let everybody know y'all took a trip.
We did.
Yeah. We haven't told them where, why, or anything else.
That's true.
So we're going to take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come right back.
Keep the suspense.
Keep the suspense going.
Yeah. There you go. We'll come right back and fill them in with the details.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the Newburgh area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in Newburgh. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in Newburgh. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites, like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newburgh, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in Newburgh.
Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine Alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military, just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, before the break, we were telling you that some of our members and some other folks here from the local area took a trip, and they took a trip to Washington, D.C. Connie, you put this together. Tell us a little bit about how did the trip come about, what it was for, and why did y'all go?
Okay. Freedom Works called me, Kathy Hartkoff. She and Ellen Page are the leaders of Freedom Works for the state. And she told me they were putting together a bus trip to go to D.C. for a rally, to rally for Jim Jordan for Speaker of the House and Brett Kavanaugh for the Supreme Court. And it was supposed to be September 26th, which we actually pulled it together, got the people. We had our own bus. We would have had almost a bus full had it not been for the storm.
All right.
We ended up with 21 people, but we still had our own bus, so we didn't have to stop along the way and pick up people. Right. But the rally was called the Rally for the Republic, and it started at 11 a.m., ran till 1. So that meant we had to leave New Bern at 1 a.m. to get there because we had to stop for breakfast going right. up. So, and we wanted to make sure that we didn't have a traffic problem or an accident or whatever. So,
all right. Well, let me interject something here for our listeners now. We're talking about a rally for Jim Jordan and Brett Kavanaugh. I just want to clarify that CCTA does not endorse candidates, but the individual members of CCTA can do whatever they want to do. And so this was not a CCTA event, but a number of CCTA people went.
May I inject something here? There's no darn wonder that that happened because Brett Kavanaugh and Jim Jordan are so aligned in their behavior with our what our mission statement right. has to say that it naturally attracted us.
Right. Well, I need to clarify because we have those people that will accuse us of being partisan, and no matter how hard we try. It's a simple fact of the matter that there's good, there's bad, there's white, there's black, there's evil and not evil in the world and all that. Those things are out there. So if you take a position like we are constitutional conservatives, there is going to be a group of people that you agree with because they are also constitutional conservatives. Mm-hmm. They have a constitutional agenda. They support constitutional policies. They're true patriots. And so we support them. Doesn't matter to us what party they're in. And we really don't get into that. It's just there are people that no matter what you do, they're going to accuse you of trying to do something wrong anyway. So, Hal?
Yeah, I'd like to mention that something about the scope of the meeting. There were at least a couple thousand people there. I've heard reported it was 2,000. I would have guessed more than that myself. I thought there were more people than that. But I met people from Ohio, New Jersey, North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, in fact, Fredericksburg, a town we used to live in. There was a group there from Fredericksburg. And so I don't know, anybody else might have named some other states that, you know,
Chicago.
Chicago was
West Virginia and Tennessee were there.
Yeah, there were just people from all over, and it was wonderful to talk to like-minded people. A lot of good conversations went on and a lot of excitement, I thought.
And it's a good way to encourage people to get out to vote in the fall. That's important. And I think there was also an emphasis on the fact that this is a God thing. It was important for us to pray and vote. So we had a chance to meet a lot of people and have some really good conversation.
Absolutely.
One of the things that surprised me when I first heard about the rally, I innocently thought that by that time Kavanaugh would be confirmed.
Bless you.
Because according to the schedule of the hearing and everything else, it should have been all over by mm-hmm. then. And one of the things that impressed me was the wisdom of Freedom Works in scheduling that when they scheduled it, because we were there. They needed, our senators needed to see us. They needed to know that there were people there that supported this man and regarded what was going on as a smear campaign. Mm-hmm.
So did you jump them in the elevators or what?
No.
We went to visit them.
Connie, you said Freedom Works called you to inform you about this. Tell us a little bit about Freedom Works. What is that organization all about?
Well, Freedom Works was formed in, I believe, 2007. And it is supported by PACs. And it has, and it's individuals, basically, that supply the money to the PACs, and the PACs support Freedom Works. When it originally started, Dick Armey was the leader of it. And they actually are in a lot, well, it's nationwide, but it's very active here in North Carolina. And when the storm hit, they also called me and said, tell us what you need and we can bring it to you. We're going to make a run down there. So I said, well, I know we need water. So they brought water, 28 cases of water, and put in my garage for me to distribute in River Bend, which was really hit hard.
Right, yeah.
So they brought water, milk, and bread. And they also brought all of the snacks for the bus so that I wouldn't have to go out and shop. So they are just, they're just on it. They're wonderful people.
And what is their mission statement? I know you won't know it verbatim, but basically what is their agenda?
Their agenda is to support basically what we do, conservative national candidates. And that's where they put their money, and that's how they do it, is they have rallies, and they get people together through certain people that are spread out across the state. Mm-hmm. And they organize bus trips. The last time we went was a year ago, March, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We went on the coldest day of the year that time. We went on the hottest day of the year this time.
So I guess it would be fair to say that they support people that support the Constitution.
Absolutely. Yeah. Constitutionally conservative members.
And thus, that's why they had this rally supporting Kavanaugh and Jim Jordan.
Jim Jordan's very important. Right. And so is Brett Kavanaugh.
You know, it's interesting when you see 1,200 people or whatever it was there that aren't pushing and shoving each other or screaming and hollering at each other.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, quite the opposite.
I especially got a charge out of that. Jim Jordan was easy to approach. He was walking around on the sidewalks mm-hmm. and talking to folks, and I just walked up to him and started a conversation with him. And I don't know, I thought that was special, a guy of his standing, just mingling with folks like us.
Right, and he was in a hurry, too.
Yeah, he was.
Okay, we're going to take another quick break here to hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back and complete this conversation.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, Connie, thank you for coming in and filling us in on the Freedom Works trick. Was there anything else that happened there that we should know about?
Not that I know of. I mean,
I think maybe we could emphasize a little bit that we did get an opportunity to go talk to our representatives. That was included on the schedule. And it was pretty easy to find out which rooms they were in and go talk to them, which a number of us did.
I had printed it off ahead of time, left it at home.
Oh.
Anyway, but thank goodness Freedom Works supplied the list.
Yeah.
No, they did supply us with a good list and
room numbers and
absolutely right.
Right,
there's a lot of walking involved. I will say that.
Well, while we've got Connie here, I'd like to talk a little bit about another role that she serves in. And Connie does our Trump report card
for
the County Compass. And the reason behind that, CCTA, we have a record of trying to hold our elected officials accountable, make sure they're doing what they said they were going to do. So Connie got the idea, well, let's put a report card up here on the president. He's promised to do all these things. She's pointing at Hal. That came from Hal?
Hal and Rainer.
There's Rainer, yeah.
Rainer.
So Rainer talked you into it.
Yeah. Well, Hal called me, and you know what? I thought it was for 1 week. And I said yes. And then the next thing I knew.
But Connie, you've gotten so good at it.
Rainer and I collaborate on most everything we do.
Right. So, and Hal, by the way, is chair of our watchdog committee. He keeps an eye on the local elected officials.
Mm-hmm. That's getting frustrating, I tell you. It really is.
To hold them accountable. But I think, you know, the Trump report card, or you could call it the presidential report card, it's done a great service of identifying, because a lot of people aren't aware of a lot of the things that have been accomplished since the election, because mainstream media just isn't letting them know about some of these accomplishments. Can you fill us in on a few of the more recent ones?
Well, I think the thing that was most interesting for me, because I always thought it was so dry and boring, was trade.
Yeah.
And when all of that started, I really got into it, and I read everything I could about how it affects the world. And that was a real eye-opener for me. And my thing was to try to explain it so that everyone could understand it, because you can get so deep into the weeds with that.
All right.
And it doesn't have to be that way. It really is a simple premise if you look at it worldwide and how this country affects another one. China, for instance, was sending money that they were basically extorting from us.
All right.
To North Korea, Turkey, all of the bad people, Iran. They were supporting all of these people who hate us with our money. And when I started reading about that, I thought, I need to talk about this, because he had a plan and everybody was talking it down. It'll never happen. All these people have tried. Well, they didn't try very hard. Because when he said, why has this never been renegotiated? You know what they said? Because no one ever said, asked.
Right.
No
right.
one ever asked.
Right.
They just didn't mention it. They just kept renewing what was going on and letting them take advantage of us.
And he comes at it from a different perspective as a businessman, not a politician. I think a lot of our people are going to be really shocked over the next few months to find out just how corrupt and underhanded some of our top officials have been, and what they were getting out of these trade deals and other deals with foreign entities. Diane?
Well, the only thing that people know and find out from the news right now is that it's Donald Trump that's corrupt, because that's all the media wants to focus on. But Connie, there were times many years ago, I remember I would turn it on the TV and the radio to find out what our president was doing for our country. I wanted to find out. And it used to be a source of information. They would explain things like trade deals and the benefit to our country. But now you turn on the TV and it's not so much what Trump is doing for our country. We're finding out what he's done wrong. And that's all we ever hear is, today, what, someone filed with the 32nd lawsuit against Trump now on some hiding taxes from years ago or from his father. It's just ridiculous. We hear so much about the man and his past. We don't hear about what he's doing for our country, and he's doing a whole lot of good. And I'm just sad that years ago, it used to be the right thing.
Right.
The media did a good service.
That's why we're concentrating on positive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It has to be positive. He has enough negative press. And so we keep it as positive. And it's not hard. He's accomplishing
exactly.
something
exactly.
every day.
Well, to your point, Diane, years ago we had actual journalists.
Yeah.
And they had a code of ethics. And somewhere, I guess, in the 60s or 70s or somewhere along there, all that changed. And they got away from that. Rainer?
In this week's issue of the Trump Report, Connie, you mentioned the UK and Australian intelligence in association with GPS fusion. Can you tell people a little bit about that? Because that's a way our president is being abused from my perspective. How do you see and how expect that to play out?
Well, that gets into spying, actually. But Fusion GPS was putting together this dossier with Glenn Simpson from the UK. Christopher Steele. Glenn Simpson is Fusion GPS. And Christopher Steele worked for MI6 for a long time. And so he knew the Russian people. He was in touch with them. But they tried to set up George Papadopoulos with the guy from Australia. So they pulled the Australians and the UK people pulled together to get people that were really low-level people in the Trump campaign. And they were actually trying to set him up by telling them things. I mean, it gets complicated.
It sounds like what you're telling me is that the Democrats were really busy doing what they had accused
Donald Trump's campaign
of doing. Oh,
they were. Hillary Clinton was paying for all of this, every bit of it.
Well, one of the positive things that I've been excited about over the last few days is that Trump worked out something from NAFTA to get rid of NAFTA, I mean, and worked out a deal directly with Mexico. And then Trudeau up in Canada was balking on the whole thing. And Trump said, that's okay. The deadline is Friday. We'll either settle something by Friday or we'll go it alone. And lo and behold, Canada fell back in line. And he's a tough guy, Trump is.
Another, not necessarily trade accomplishment, but along those lines, is that Bloomberg reported today that Saudi Arabia has increased its production of crude oil significantly to compensate for the sanctions on Iran. And what happened when the sanctions went on Iran, the cost of crude oil went up to $85 a barrel. That's a $6 increase, and that was since September. And since this agreement has been worked out, the crude oil has already dropped 12 cents, which is not a lot, but in terms of a couple of days, isn't a bad thing.
Oh, it sure is.
And in sense of direction, it's
and
a very good
again,
thing.
He's called Saudi Arabia and said, look, we put sanctions on Iran. You need to increase your oil production so that we don't have a price spike. So again, he's looking out for the interests of America.
And I believe the World Court has said that we need to drop those sanctions, those humanitarian sanctions. And I said, hey, why don't any of those Iranians come to our border and we'll give them a Chick-fil-A to go.
But the other part of that, too, is there is a lot of unrest in Iran right now because of those sanctions. And if we can keep those sanctions on, we may see regime change in Iran. And certainly we have a president now who will support that regime change rather than just ignore it.
And the times are different now because social media, they have access to it in Iran. Might be limited, but anyway, the fires have been stoked and things are going on. The people there want change. So
yes.
We probably will get to see that happen.
Well, I'm not any expert by any means, but it seems to me that every time the crude oil price drops or changes, it's reflected pretty quickly in the price of gas.
Mm-hmm.
You
pump yes.
your gas
right.
and it's your gas station.
Diane, yeah. real quick.
Quick comment on going back to what the, I don't mean it's political, but what the Democrats did leading up to the 2016 election and the Kavanaugh hearings. Someone said it was on social media, Democrats used to be the party of bad ideas. Now they're the party of bad people.
Oh.
Well said.
Another part of the Iranian revolution or regime change that we hope to see is the demographics of Iran because of the Iran-Iraq war. There is a whole generation that was wiped out in that war. And your average age now of the Iranian population tends to be under 40. And those are the people that are looking to the West that want Western ways. The mullahs are getting old.
Yep.
And the younger generation is tired of their rule, and right. that's another reason you're seeing that.
All right. Well, we're going to take another quick break to hear from our sponsors, but because of the conversation that's been going around here in the last few minutes, talking about the way people have been, their character assassination and what they're doing to Kavanaugh and what they're trying to do to Trump and his family, it's a whole different time. And we're going to get into some of the things like what the deep state's been up to, trying to, well, even the media now is starting to call it a coup against a duly elected president. Absolutely. And some of the things that are going on as far as trying to take out his nominees like Kavanaugh. So right after the break, we'll get into those topics, and we hope you'll stick around and join us.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills.
To find the date of our next class, visit our website at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com.
Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern. Everyone loves fresh seafood, and Redfish Seafood Market on Highway 55 East in Grantsboro has all your favorites like shrimp, scallops, and salmon, and plenty of fresh fish in season. Come for our own soft-shell crabs, pecan wood smoked sausage and salmon, and our very own boiled peanuts. Load up on seafood seasoning, flavorful breading, and sausage from the Redfish Seafood Market, Thursday through Saturday, 10 a.m. till 6 p.m., Highway 55 East in Grantsboro, across from the Dollar Tree.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Man, y'all don't know what you're missing during the breaks, behind the scenes.
Yeah, Rick admonished us, y'all regain your composure and we'll get on with the show.
But we have a good time. So, anyway, before the break, I was talking about we needed to come back and talk about the deep state and some of the things that are going on there, because mainstream media just is not putting the news out. And unless you're following certain conservative news channels or back channels, you probably aren't aware of some of the things. I did mention that some of the media now is actually referring to what the deep state has been doing as a coup, because of the at the highest levels of some of our agencies, they have been attempting to remove a duly elected president. And right now, there is a grand jury that is investigating a lot of the accusations. James Baker, some of you may remember that name, is testifying and has agreed to cooperate fully. There's a lot of information coming out. The rats in D.C. are running scared because things are starting to unfold and start to happen. There are thousands of sealed indictments. All this is available on government websites, Justice Department. You can go up there and search for indictments, and you'll see that since January of last year, there's over 1,000, I think it's approaching 2,000 sealed indictments up there. Some of those are starting to be unsealed, and there's a lot more getting ready to be unsealed, I believe. So, folks, we just want to try to let you know that you're not getting all the facts. You're not getting all the news. You're very seldom getting anything of relevance from mainstream media. So there is a lot going on in D.C. and all these hearings and all these panels that have been put in place to investigate. You're going to start seeing some results of it. How?
Rick, a few minutes ago, you referred to Red October. Did you mean his blood going to be let in October?
No. What'd you like mean? Red state, blue state.
Oh, that kind of red. Yeah. Okay, I'm beginning to wonder when you were talking about all these indictments that might open up.
Well, you know, there is speculation that when certain people are indicted, it's going to cause some civil unrest out there.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, you might want to prepare for that, or at least know what's going on.
Especially coastal cities.
Yeah.
Cities, large cities, more so.
And why do you say that?
Because of the population and the fact that you can organize a mob very fast
right.
in that situation.
I wonder if the emergency alert that we had today would have anything to do in preparation for such a thing is that?
I would think so. I had heard, and I don't know if this is right or not, that would be a way for the president to communicate directly to us if he couldn't use any of the social media. Do you see that?
Well,
as part of it?
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the censorship by social media.
Right.
They're shutting down a lot of conservative voices. And I'm surprised they've allowed him to continue as long as he has on Twitter, to
I
be honest
too.
With you.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't thought about it that way, but that could be another form of communications.
And the other thing would be calling out the military to quiet the riots, if there were riots?
If there were riots, yeah. You're getting into the martial law area there. And there was executive orders establishing all of those procedures right after the election. So who knows? There's, like I said, there's a lot going on. People that follow conservative talk, radio host. A lot of that's been coming out lately. The indictments part of it especially. There's been some very bad actors, elected officials included, mainly elected officials, but a lot of them are not elected. They've been appointed by the elected officials, and that's why it's being called the deep state. They are still embedded in all of our agencies.
Mm-hmm.
There was a 8 years of doing everything they could to fill every position they could in those agencies with people that were loyal to their agenda.
And switched them from being things that were reappointed to things that had tenure and stayed.
Right. So it's some of that's being undone now. It's coming unraveled. It's being exposed to the public, and more in the next few weeks, I would say, you'll see more and more of it. Hal?
Yeah, I'd like to call on Diane's legal experience, because when you all mentioned military, piqued up my interest. I served a long time in the National Guard and was called out for civil disturbances several times during that period. And I always heard about posse comitatus, that the reason we National Guard troops were being called up was that the federal government could not use their soldiers against the civilians.
Actually, they can. Under Article 4, I believe, in the Constitution, that's what the states are entitled to from the government, I think. So the government can send out troops to put down rebellions.
Rebellion, yes.
Internal rebellions. They cannot keep a standing army in times of peace. Mm-hmm. So there's no standing armies, but if there is, rebellion or violence, domestic violence, they can send out the troops for that.
Oh, well, okay, so a civil disturbance where demonstrators are throwing rocks off of buildings like I went to one time, that's not a rebellion.
In the eyes of the beholder, I should think.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to protect the people. They have to protect the people from violence.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it's not like the Civil War where that was a fake rebellion. They manufactured a rebellion when it really was a secession.
You recall what the phrase posse comitatus actually means? I'm not sure I do.
It's something commanded, like troops commanded.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I don't know how we got off on all those tangents, but there's a lot of interesting information out there. I guess the main thing to carry away from the conversation is, folks, you need to do your own homework, start looking in different areas for different sources of news. Again, mainstream media. If you just sit down and switch from the major networks, one to the other, hit CNN, hit MSNBC also.
One American News?
No.
One's an exception to what Rick is tuning up to say.
What I'm saying is you go through your mainstream media, your major networks.
I got you.
And if you don't see a common theme,
same words, same phrases, over and over and over.
Right. There's a common agenda with a common theme. Matter of fact, there's what they call, I can't think the terminology, but it... 4 a.m. every morning on a secret server somewhere. All the journalists.
This is what we're going to talk about today.
I think all the journalism schools should be charged with teaching plagiarism.
Teaching it.
I once had a journalism teacher who would fail anybody who wrote something that was supposed to be a news article that she could tell what their opinion was. I don't think there is a quote journalist, end quote, today who could pass her class.
Well, look at some of the professors they have now in our highest, highly regarded educational institutions, Harvard and Yale, and you name them, all of them are full of liberal activists mm-hmm. posing as educators.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. I don't know. If you as a parent, if you've got a college-age child and you're considering them, send them off to school, do some research.
Absolutely.
Do some research.
Include Hillsdale College in what you're looking at.
Right. There are some good schools out there, but they're few and far between. A lot of what are supposed to be the best schools are no longer educating your children in a manner that you might approve of. If you start doing your research, you'll see what I'm talking about. Now, Rainer mentioned Hillsdale College. Tell us about Hillsdale, Rainer.
Well, it doesn't accept any government money in any form. So they do teach the Constitution to everybody, no matter what your major is. And they are pro-free enterprise. They're in favor of everything our founders were in favor of, and they're not shy about expressing themselves. And they seem to be developing some real leaders. They are also working at creating schools that are grade schools, high schools, that type thing. They are working very, very hard to help educate people. And the way we talk about educating our own people and the public at large with things like our The Making of America course, so that they are good citizens, thoughtful people, educated in depth, and think for themselves.
All right. Another thing that's going on in Washington, D.C., is all of the leaking that the left is doing. Let's look at this Kavanaugh thing. You had somebody making an accusation. They sent it to a congressman or a congresswoman. And wanted to remain anonymous.
I question that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you don't send a letter, you don't send information to someone who sits on the committee without...
Or the Washington Post.
Yeah, without having some expectation that it's going to get out public. It's all a plan, you know. I think it was just that was her way of saying, I want to be, you know, kind of excusing herself, her own conduct. I don't know, but...
Plausible
deniability. Yeah, trying to make it so that people don't think it's too badly ever. You know, I'm really a victim too in this.
Well, while y'all were talking, just out of curiosity, I put in my search engine, Deep State, and search news sites. The one that came up that caught my eye immediately is Investor's Business Daily. Now, I wouldn't think of that as a political site.
Oh, so.
It is.
Their editorial page is wonderful.
Is it?
And it is also pro-Trump, and is also, it's good financially, but it's good politically. They show up on Right Wing Granny quite frequently.
Okay, well.
They are political.
The headline there was, yes, the deep state is real and working to undermine our nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Deep state, for those who doubt the existence of the so-called deep state, recent unsettling news provides more than ample proof it exists. Indeed, not only does the deep state exist, it's far more dangerous to Americans' liberties Absolutely. Than first thought. So it's an interesting article. It's the editorial. And all I did was search for deep state and clicked on news. So I'd get the news articles.
Did you use DuckDuckGo to
I
do
did.
Your search?
I did. Yes, for those of you that don't know about DuckDuckGo, it's a search engine that doesn't track you.
Or add a political.
Yeah, it doesn't. It doesn't.
Doesn't add a political vent to the search results.
Right. They don't filter the results to keep you from seeing what the conservative news media is saying. So, like Google and some of the other search engines do. So DuckDuckGo to do your searching and go out there and check for yourself. One thing we talk about here on CCTA quite often is all of the materials that we put on our website, things we talk about. If we don't know, like earlier, Connie made a comment and said, I don't know if this is real. That lets you know that she's repeating something she's heard. But when we put stuff out there and talk about what we consider to be facts, we give you the source material. Where did that come from? Where did we get that information? Just like I was just indicating where this news article I was reading came from. If you're getting news and they're not telling you where it's coming from, it's amazing how many anonymous sources there are nowadays. Anonymous sources. Why would you always want to use anonymous sources?
That came from Praying Medic.
Did it?
Yes.
Y'all may not know who Praying Medic is. You can duck-duck-go that also.
Or go on YouTube right. and look up Praying Medic.
Yeah,
I like him.
There's a lot of stuff on YouTube nowadays, good and bad. You have to make your own choices and your own decisions on what you want to listen to and what you want to believe, but anything you want to find out, you can probably find it on YouTube. A lot of conservative bloggers are out there. A lot of people that are following the deep state activities and the behind-the-scenes stuff, so you can get reports all the time there. Connie?
At least at the moment, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Before they shut them all down. Some of them have been blocked and
That's
censored.
Right.
And, yeah. And a lot of them are moving from some of those platforms like Twitter and Reddit and all to other platforms that don't block free speech.
That's right.
Rick, you know, I was at a ham radio get-together back on Monday night, and we even talked about, actually, the next Thursday, the 11th, we're going up to visit the Voice of America site up between here and Greenville. And that, even though it's being potentially being shut down due to cutbacks in funding, that served a very, very useful purpose, especially in Egypt, when Egypt shut off all internet access for everyone. The thing that could still get through was Voice of America.
Right.
Could still get through and pass on the information to the people.
Right. Well, I hate to see it get shut down because it's been there since I can remember. I was born in the early 50s, and from my earliest recollection, seeing that antenna farm out there, it's very impressive. Also, I just want to touch on a few things here. My perspective on some stuff, on this deep state stuff. Let's talk about the Kavanaugh situation. I think I'd love to see a member of Congress or the Senate, some of our elected officials get together and come up with a new bill and get it passed into law that if anyone is found to make a false accusation and it is determined and proven through the justice system, legal means, that it was a false accusation and it was intentional, that they should receive the same sentence that the defendant would have gotten if found guilty.
What an interesting idea.
Plus, be responsible for all the legal fees that they incurred.
Excellent.
I like it.
That might cut down on a few of the false accusations being made. If you knew that if you were found out to be lying and making it up and it was proven, then you would receive the same sentence as the person you're trying to send to jail.
Mm-hmm. You know, Rick, and apparently the current, quote, ethics, close quote, of the Congress, the Senate and then the Congress, is that they are not allowed to call each other liars.
Well, I can understand that because we'll play role part. If I call you a liar, what are you going to do?
I'm going to call you a liar.
Right. And this could
and
go
we'll
up.
Both be, and we'll both be right.
Right.
And then, well, liars and sharks, right? Professional courtesy, right? But aren't senators and congressmen, aren't they free from being from any laws or contempt and stuff like that because they can say whatever they want on the Senate floor and they can get away with it.
And not be held accountable. Yep.
Exactly. Well, so I think when they collude with the media.
But who made those laws that they were?
Oh, I know. Okay. Again, they don't abide by any laws that we normally, normal people would have to abide by.
Yeah,
but you're gross. Right. I would like to see them, kind of do away with that that law and have them be responsible for their conduct. Like everybody else has to be responsible. Because people's lives are at stake. Kavanaugh's reputation is at stake.
His whole life is.
Yeah, his family, his kids.
Yeah, there are laws against defamation of character,
Not from the Congress.
No, that's right. Not when you're a public official.
Right, yeah.
But if you're a private citizen.
Right. What's their new tactic? Character assassination, politics of personal, destruction.
Right.
And that's got to stop. It's got to stop.
Yeah, that's
it's
a good
dangerous.
Point.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that. I heard it today on the radio that, like Trump, he cannot sue for character assassination or libel or slander or any, because he's a public figure. He can't sue.
And it goes way beyond the personal tragedy of the person that's on the receiving end, because what it means is we are marching, maybe even running, toward a time when no decent person will run for anything.
I think it's one thing there's no evil intent behind it. You're just trying to do your job and maybe something comes out that's not truthful. But they're using it. There's animus. They're using it as a target, like terrorists use a tactic.
Terrorism.
That's what they're using
it's
as a
mental,
tactic.
Emotional.
They've
got
to stop it. Yeah.
Well, if you take time to read Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals and then look at what the liberals, the left, is doing nowadays, they're taking the page right out of that book and they've executed it perfectly. And one of their tactics is to accuse you of doing what they're guilty of.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're very vocal. They're very visual. They are excellent at doing those
things.
Well,
they have the media.
Yeah, they have the media on their side. All right, we got less than a minute. Hal, wrap it up.
I want to make one real quick comment. You know, the election is coming up fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally went online and got a copy of my sample ballot. Mm-hmm. And they are available online now in Craven County. You can go into the Board of Elections office and get your sample ballot. But they haven't been, it's only in the last few days that that's been possible. So I just want to let everybody know that that is there now.
Right, folks. And now's the time for you to do that and go ahead and be studying it, doing your background checks and research on the candidates that are on the ballot. Make sure you know the person you plan on voting for. Look at their record. If they're an incumbent, make sure that you are well informed when you go into that booth. And after you've done that, share that information with other people.
Absolutely.
Show them how to do it. Tell them where you found it and share it with them. Diane, did you have a final comment?
Yes, because elections have consequences.
Absolutely. Elections have consequences.
And you can mark that sample ballot and take it with you when you vote.
Right. Okay. So check with your neighbors. Make sure they're all registered. If you got kids just turned 18, make sure they get registered and help them find out who to vote for. I'm not going to tell you who it is. You need to find out for yourself based on your values, your principles, and what you want to see happen to this country. This is the most important election of your lifetime. Well, that's all the time we have for CCTA Wake Up Call today. We thank y'all for tuning in. Please come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutrition consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend, and S&D Gun and Knife Shows. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in Newburn, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in Newburn, and Redfish Seafood Market, Highway 55 Grantsboro. Also, the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties. Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue, Responsible Security LLC, and Oriental Dragon Boat Races. Tune in for the CCTA Wake Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.